The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world may be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the Blessed Trinity. If you ask the people from the Old Testament, what is a person? A person is the one who created by God from the earth, but with his breath. That's how its man is coming from the earth and with the Holy Spirit. These two into one body, one humanity, one person. So each one of us, according to the Old Testament, we share the earth and we share the Holy Spirit. But if you are Jesus, what about person is? He will tell you with his words, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me, I am in them. It's a different way of seeing what a person is. In the Old Testament, it's something great also. We share the life of God in the Holy Spirit. But even when Jesus came on earth, he gave us a little light about what a person is. We can use simple words. Each one of us is a little word from God. He comes so that to renew our whole personality in the whole new Adam. Jesus is the first Adam, right? New Adam. We follow him. What God has made is perfect. Only man make it imperfect. And Jesus to come to perfect it again. Is it simple? How? With his word. With God's word. Jesus' word. He is the word from the Father, out of love. It's pronounced the love of God for each one of us. No religion pronounces God as love except from the word of Jesus. God is our Father. God is love. We give thanks to the Lord that we have this faith in the fatherly love. God's love, divine love. Who is God the Father? God the Father is the one who loves the Son. So much so, he loses himself. Or is, in another word, not existing. to the extent he's not existing. Loved so much the Son. That's the Father. If only 1 second, he leaves for himself, it's no more Father. Who is the Son? He's the one who forever and ever live in the Father. He lose himself. He died of himself. Nothing else but the will of the Father. This is a personality. If you do not know how to die, you won't alive, be alive. In a divine life, I mean. It's very hard to express this kind of mutual love, because many times we see so much quarrels among the husband and wife. And they should express this love. The husband loves the wife as if he's not existing, only for the wife, and vice versa. But so much egoistic thinking, acting, we can see the image of God in our humanity. But it's not impossible. God the Father, as if not existing, only live for the Son, dying himself for the Son, and the Son dying for himself for the Father. This so much, that unity is the Holy Spirit. Love. So the love, so the best Trinity is a community of mutual love. That's why on earth, if we experience mutual love from the family, from the society, we're at ease, we are at peace. If not, it's a purgatory or it's a hell. Where there's no love, it's a hell, right? God, Jesus, come on earth to renew our humanity. He's telling us, please, trust again. This love of God, practice this love. That's why he says, you love one another as I have loved you, to the extent even he died on the cross for each one of us. His tears is for us. A stubbornness. You hurt him so much because we don't love. We don't choose love, we choose hatred. We choose a body, not a spirit. We are separated. We don't have a perfect personality. A person is the one with pure love. Jesus is the one on earth. He lives only to live the Father's will and all of us, no exception. No exception. His love, even for those who hate him, he still pray, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. Jesus is a pure human also. He felt being not loved, but he still continued to love. And this is what we say we follow him. That's why it's not easy. That's why he said, come follow me, but carry your cross. One cannot serve two masters, either God or money. If you choose material goods, choose for yourself, you are not choosing God. You cannot step on two boats. You have to choose make a choice. It's hard. That's what Jesus said, prayer. Even the Mass of the Holy Mother on earth, no matter in Fatima, Blood, say the Rosary, Medjugorje, say prayer, ask. I beg you, come back to the Lord. Jesus' words 2,000 years till today, many are called, few are chosen. Exactly today, few are chosen. I hope that we can be one of those chosen, few ones. We pretend, not we can still pretend, we live as if we are in heaven. We presume you are a good person, but we forget at times. When Jesus called the Pharisees as hypocrites, it could be us. We present towards people well behaved, but is it to sell your heart? How much you give the space for Jesus himself? You take him with you into the streets and the place where you work? You stay with Jesus? Are you the living tabernacle? Keep Jesus always in you? If not, please come back to him. Don't hesitate. Time is short. We don't know when he's calling us back. You are still young. He was 20 years. Not necessarily. You don't know. Anything can happen to us. If this moment you have not in God, don't presume tomorrow will be better. Please. If you can't have the time for confession, at least make a contrition right this moment. And tell Jesus, sorry for all those things that you didn't do well for the will of the Father. For his graces. At least tell him that you love him, you trust him, at least. Don't wander anywhere. Keep internal silence as much as possible. Silent is a time that we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. He's there, but we are silent enough. Our minds wandering. It's human. You wonder, it's natural. But come back. Don't allow yourself go out so often. Practice the silence. So this is important. The Blessed Trinity is communion. Oneness, unity in our life. Practice this. Communion with the Lord. Love one another. This communion in the Lord. Only in him we can have peace. Only in him we can have light. It's only in him we can have real joy. Joy means divine love. If you don't experience joy, maybe you'll be farther away from the Lord. Keep this. He is our life. Seek first the kingdom of God and rest for the giving.